Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
George sent me a story that was widely reported in some of the strangest places, and I poked around trying to find the longest version of it I could to get the most details, and dailystar.co.uk actually had it, but I saw it other places as well. But NASA scientists have detected a parallel universe next to ours where time runs backwards. So this is one of those mind benders. An experiment in the frozen wastes of Antarctica has revealed evidence of a universe born in the same Big Bang as ours, but with rules of physics that are completely the opposite. Bizarro world. NASA scientists have detected evidence of a parallel universe, and fans of sci-fi and comic books have known all about parallel universes since the early 1960s. But while physicists have been debating whether we actually live in a multiverse, when quantum science pioneer Erwin Schrödinger gave a lecture that he himself admitted might seem a lunatic, there's been little evidence so far of dimensions beyond our own, at least outside of comic books. But now, a cosmic ray detection experiment has found particles that just could be from outside our universe. NASA's Antarctic Impulsive Transient Antenna, which of course then spells out ANITA with its initials, uses a giant balloon to haul delicate electronic antennas high into the cold, dry air above Antarctica, where there is little or no radio noise to distort its findings. There's a constant wind of high-energy particles coming from outer space, or so they tell us, some of which are a million times more powerful than anything we can generate ourselves. Now, low-energy particles, or neutrinos, can pass completely through the Earth, barely interacting with the substance of our planet at all. But higher-energy objects are stopped by the reassuringly solid matter of the Earth. That means that high-energy particles can only be detected coming down from outer space. But to detect a heavier particle, a tau neutrino, coming up out of the Earth would imply that these particles are actually traveling backwards in time, which is like a movie, right? Close. And that is exactly what the ANITA scientists have seen. Peter Gorham, an experimental particle physicist at the University of Hawaii and principal investigator at ANITA, is lead author on a Cornell University paper describing the bizarre phenomenon, pointing out the sheer impossibility of the tau neutrino's behavior. Gorham suggests that the only way it could happen is if the particle changed into a different type of particle before passing through the Earth and then back again. It's a billion-to-one shot that might just happen once. But the ANITA team have seen several of these impossible events happen. Even as the team wrote their paper, they knew the shape-shifting particle idea was a bit of a stretch. Gorham told New Scientist, not everyone was comfortable with the hypothesis. The simplest, and therefore scientifically the most elegant explanation, is this. At the moment of the Big Bang, two universes were formed, ours, and another one that from our perspective is running in reverse. Of course, if there were any inhabitants of this mirror universe, they'd see ours as the backwards one. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. Are you backwards or am I? If the team's findings aren't the result of a bizarre experimental error, the implications are incredible. And of course, if they are the result of a bizarre experimental error, how embarrassing is that? Ibrahim Seifa, who works on the experiment, says, we're left with the most exciting or most boring of possibilities. So I've seen several headlines that talk about a parallel universe, except that everything there is going backwards, or a parallel universe where time is running backwards. It's a slight difference there. And then the question, of course, is, as George asked me rhetorically, he said, Steve, if everything there is the opposite of where we are, you know, opposite world. He said, do people use their turn signals there since they don't use them here? And I started wondering about this. And I thought to myself, well, maybe in that parallel bizarro universe, there's someone like me whose phone doesn't ring all day with garbage and junk phone calls. Maybe. Maybe over there, people call your phone and make it ring because they have something legitimate to offer you or an actual reason to call you. Can you imagine such a crazy, mixed-up, topsy-turvy world where that would happen? So I guess the question here is, and again, I will admit, that 98% of what I just read to you makes no sense at all to me. I mean, I understand some of the terms. I've heard people talk about this, but parallel universes and all this, you know, it's beyond my pay grade. It is beyond the ken of my knowledge. Look it up. And lowercase k in that ken. And so I can't really opine on this beyond just what I told you, right? But it's one of those things that if, in fact, there is someplace, another universe, that is a mirror image of ours, the question then becomes, what would it be like? So perhaps in the comments section below, you can weigh in and say, here's what I think would happen in a world that was exactly the opposite of ours, right? People would pull up and know how to use the ATM. When people called my office and heard my message that says, hi, this is Steve Leto. I'm not at my desk right now. Please leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll call you back. They would actually leave their name, a number, and a message. But that would only happen in a bizarro opposite world. And of course, this brings us back to, I would think, I have to make a reference to this, because if I don't, people will ask why I didn't. But there was the episode of Seinfeld, where George, for one period of time, one episode, decided he would do the exact opposite of what he had always done previously in his life. He realized, taking stock of his life, that he had made every single decision wrong in his life. And therefore, from that point forward, he would look at his first instinct and do the opposite. And it caused him to get a beautiful girlfriend, get a job with the New York Yankees. Everything was working out for him. Everything's working out for him because he was doing the exact opposite. So that does suggest, if we've learned nothing from physics and Seinfeld, that these things are possible. These things are possible. So the question is, what is happening in this parallel but backwards universe? I don't know. I admit I don't know. That's why I'm asking you to weigh in. So questions and comments, put them below, especially if you have ideas as to what might be happening in the parallel but opposite universe. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Quoting one is plagiarism. Quoting many is research.